Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We've been talking about the love of God. And our text describes that you are taught of God to love one another in this brotherly love he's talking about. Everybody say, taught of God.
Taught of God.
Now say it like this. I am taught of God
to keep the command.
You know what command I'm talking about. The one we read in John 13, the love commandment. He didn't just give it to us and say, do it. He personally teaches us. God himself personally is teaching us, and you and I are hooking our faith up with this during this time in the church. We are believing God as a church family that God is teaching us, and we are learning how to apply and keep the love command, how to love one another as he has loved us. Now, if you weren't with us, tapes and CDs, that kind of thing, are available. You can download it free online. But we've already gone through a couple of things. And number one, we said how to love each other. Love does what? Anybody has any notes? Love prefers. Prefers. The Bible said that we are to esteem one another better than ourselves. Now, that doesn't mean that you really believe you're better than me. I'm less than you. He didn't say to do that. What did he say? Esteem. And then you look at the other scriptures. Treat. Treat people like they're better than you. Not as good as you, like they're better than you. Can you do that?
Yes.
Without feeling inferior?
Yes.
Yes, you can. Jesus, perfect example of it. He knelt down and laid aside his outer garments and took on the garb of a slave and washed his disciples' feet like a slave would do. Is it because he believes he is inferior to them? No, he does not. But is he treating them as though they were better than him? He is. And he said, if I did this, you ought to do it to one another. Can you treat other people, including your own spouse, your own family? That was weak.
Yes. Yes.
Can you treat people as though they are better than you?
Yes.
Yes, you can. And that's what love does. Love does that. Love prefers, you know, chicken or beef, coffee or tea, you or me. You got to pick one. And if I pick you, then I get left back. Right? I'm not picking me. I'm going to pick you. I'm going to defer to you. I'm going to prefer you. Of course, you do that, God's going to take care of you. What else does love do? We talked about this last week. Love does no harm to whoever's around, whoever near, neighbor, whoever you are around. Love does no harm. Now, in order to walk in this, you've got to be aware of your words and actions, their effect on people that are around you. Somebody says, I know it. I've been trying to tell them. They don't realize how I show up. No. You missed it. We're talking about you being aware of your words and your actions affect on other people. So many people violate the love command and only realize it after it's happened. They just blare into situations, and don't raise your hand, but how many of you have said something and after you said it, you thought, oh, because it brought up something that didn't need to be brought up, and now this person feels bad. It makes them look bad. Well, you violated the love command. And it was because your mouth is running and your mind's not in gear. You're not supposed to talk and then think about what you said. Now, that's how most people operate. But it is not what the Bible tells us to do. The Bible says the righteous, this is in Proverbs, the righteous studieth to answer. The foolish, you know, just opens their mouth and pours out wicked and foolish things. And the proverb also says, in the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin. So if you're just talking, then you're going to be sinning. And the only way to fix it is to think before you speak. I know this is a new concept to millions of people. I know that. But let's just try it. Say it one time real slow. Think.
Think.
Now here's the key. Before you speak. Now, if you practice this, you're going to be a lot quieter. Because other people's doing this, and you're thinking about, okay, now if I say this, well, it'll sound like this. How will they take that? Will they know that's what I mean? I better not say it like that. And you're thinking this, and then they go, bye, we'll see you. And you go, oh, okay, bye. Well, I didn't get to sin. Yeah, and you didn't sin either. Oh boy. Have I digressed or am I talking about love? I mean, people being hurt by words is one of the biggest violations of the love commandment every day. People say, well, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Absolutely not true. The Bible said words can be like arrows. They can be like deadly weapons that pierce, or the tongue of the wise can bring healing. But if you're going to speak words that are full of life and words that bring healing and comfort and peace, it won't just be because you blab all the time. It'll be because you thought about it and you checked your heart and the Lord gave you this to say. And you thought, yeah. And you don't have to go, wait a minute, I got a word from the Lord. I got a word. Don't be so dramatic, and you don't have to preface everything with, thus saith the Lord. You can just be quiet till you see what to say, right? And then in a very normal, sane way, you can say it, and it needs no fanfare. If it really is good words, you'll see the effect of it. It'll help people instead of hurt them. It'll bless them. It'll encourage them instead of discourage them. Make them feel better instead of feel worse. But what do you got to do in order to operate that way? Come on, help me out now. What do you got to do? You have to think before you speak. Now, it's not just what am I going to say, but wisdom says, how will they hear it? How will it affect them? I thank God. I was somewhere the other day, and I'd been traveling, and you know, and I'm just sitting down and something came up. I started to say something. And the Spirit of God brought to my mind, now if you say that, it's going to remind them of this. And it's going to put a damper on the whole thing. I thought, thank you, Lord. I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. But what if you just run your mouth and don't think and don't check? Somebody say, check it first. If you don't check it first, then once it's out, it's like an arrow that has left the string. You can't get it back. Right? It's out there. Love does no harm. I said love does no harm. Here's number three, and I'm just going to be able to introduce them. I'm not going to try to get into it too much today. But here's number three, and we'll advance it, develop it as the Lord helps us. Number one, love prefers. Number two, love does no harm. Number three, love covers. Somebody say covers.
Covers.
Love covers. What is the opposite of covering? Uncovering. Exposing. Revealing. Let me read some scriptures to you. 1 Peter, the 4th chapter and the 8th verse. 1 Peter 4:8. Above all things, have fervent love among yourselves. Love shall cover the multitude of sins. Say it out loud. Love covers.
Love covers.
Say it again.
Love
Love covers. Proverbs 17:9. Proverbs 17:9. He who covers over an offense promotes love. But whoever repeats the matter separates close friends. Let me read that again. He who covers over an offense promotes love, but whoever repeats the matter separates close friends. And when we say cover something, we are not talking about a lying, deceiving cover up. You don't lie for anybody. Not your own family, not your own kids, not your own spouse. I don't care who asks you to, you lie for no one.
Amen.
Are you with me now? Because people will try to tell you, well, if you love me, you'll help me with this and you'll tell them this. If they loved you at all, they would not have asked you to do such a thing. No. Do not compromise your own integrity.
Amen.
Now, the reason I say it is because the world is so mixed up about this stuff. Whether you think this is right or not, don't take my word for it. Search the scriptures. Search it. Get this settled. This is such a huge part of who you are and who you will ever be. I want to say it again. You never lie for anybody. You don't lie to save your life. Are you with me now? You don't lie to save anybody. You believe God to save. You don't lie. So no, we're not talking about lying and covering up stuff. But how many know you don't have to lie to cover something and just not talk about it and not make a deal out of it, not bring it up, right? I think the perfect example of this is what happened with Noah after the great flood. The Bible said he planted a vineyard and made him some wine and drank so much that he got so drunk that he's in his tent and he's passed out naked, unclothed. And one of his sons came in there and saw him. And what did he do? He went out and told everybody, Daddy is laying in the tent, naked, passed out, drunk. Is that love?
No.
Now come on, let's examine this. How could that be love for your father? That's not love for a person to tell that.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Love Covers, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106C. That's R1106C, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.